This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, I have yet some more news for you today from the National FFA Convention. While I was in Indy, I had a chance to walk around the convention expo, and I got to visit with a survey coordinator for the National Ag Statistics Service. Jamie Price works out of the Indiana field office, and we talked about how NAS gathers their data and why it's so important for farmers to respond to their surveys.
Yes, my name is Jamie Price, and I work in the Indiana field office, which is one of the satellite offices for the Great Lakes region, which is headquartered in Lansing. I've been with the agency for a little over 31 years, and my primary responsibility is to take care of our 71 surveyors, we call them enumerators, that work out in the field to actually go out and gather the statistics for the farmers.
So I have a very heavily populated farm audience at our radio station in central Illinois, and I want to talk about gathering the data, because obviously I'm used to seeing these reports come out and farmers are, but let's talk about those people that you said you kind of oversee that are out getting the data. What all goes into that, and how often are they doing that?
It depends on the commodity or what the survey is that we're trying to gather data on. It could be from the quarterly surveys, which usually tend to be corn, soybeans for Indiana. It could be livestock surveys, which are for cattle would be annual. It just depends on the commodity, how often. And what goes into that is we have a lot of training sessions for our enumerators. They're located throughout the state. And we have 7 supervisors that actually keep track and help them learn how to do the survey work. They go out and visit the farmers on site, or they phone from their homes and gather the data.
And you are the Great Lakes region, but there are other regional offices in the U.S. as well.
That's correct. There's 12 throughout the country.
So are we talking probably there are people collecting data in every state then?
Yes, we have enumerators, as we call them, in every state in the union, even Hawaii.
Okay. I want to talk now about the Ag Census. I believe the last census was released in 2012. When is the next census going to be released? And maybe talk a little bit about the process of that as well.
The next census will be mailed out at the end of December of 2017. And as those records, those forms come back, we'll start to analyze that data. And it'll take us a year, and it's usually released in February. It will be 2018 for this census. There's a lot that goes into that. The data is primarily collected by mail, in mail return, and we also do some phoning, and we'll do a few field interviews. The data comes in, we put it into the system, we will review it, looking for outliers, and then once we're done with that process, then it's published.
For the farmers that either receive the survey in the mail or they get a phone call, could you explain to them why it's so important that this data is collected?
For the census especially, that's the basis that we will base our statistics off for the next 5 years. That kind of takes a quick picture of what is actually going on across the board. When we do our surveys throughout the year, it's only looking at certain commodities, where the census is taking a broad picture across all commodities, all states, and so we can see what's going on at a certain point.
And once you collect this data, obviously it's dispersed on the national level and we get it in states, but maybe a quick list of who receives this and who it's sent to?
We have a list that we maintain for the entire country. So anybody that is on that list will get a census, yes.
Okay, and obviously not only the census data, but the quarterly reports or the monthly reports, all of this information tends to have an effect on the market prices. Anything to that you'd like to expand on?
That's probably not my expertise, but we have to remember that when these reports are released, there's a lot of factors that go into what actually makes the market move up and down. Oftentimes there is a reaction, but it's not necessarily just our report that causes that reaction.
Anything that I haven't asked you, Jamie, that you'd like to mention?
I just would like to say to each of the farmers out there that we can't do this job without you and filling out those reports as accurately as possible and in a timely manner. Our data is only as good as the reports that you send in to us.
Jamie Price, survey coordinator for the NAS Great Lakes region. Coming up next, we'll be learning about some Illinois FFA members who won national awards last week, right after these messages. Winners of the 2016 National Ag Proficiency Awards were announced on Friday during the 6th General Session at the convention in Indianapolis, and awards were given in 47 categories. And out of those 47 categories, we had a few winners from Illinois. The winner of the Ag Sales Placement category was Madison Caldwell. Madison belongs to the Elmwood FFA chapter in Peoria County and works for Willoughby Sales, which is an online marketing and auction company specializing in the sale of show animals. With more than 40,000 registered bidders, Madison assists with sales in a variety of species that include cattle, pigs, sheep, goats, bison, dairy, and horses. Madison walks buyers and sellers through the bidding process and works with the sale consignor to ensure that all minimums are correct. The winner of the Ag Sales Entrepreneurship category, so the difference between placement and entrepreneurship, typically the entrepreneurship is it's their own business, they're making some form of money off of it. That winner of Ag Sales was Braden Ift, and Braden is a member of the TriPoint FFA chapter in Cullom, Illinois, which is in Livingston County, and he inherited his business from an older brother and sister. Braden sells all natural free-range eggs and turkey products and operates his business in the greater Chicago area. He receives orders for eggs and turkey products on a weekly basis and contracts producers in his area to fill the orders. Winner in the nursery operations, both entrepreneurship and placement, was Brandon Livingston. Brandon belongs to the Bushnell Prairie City FFA chapter, which is in McDonough County, and he works at a local plant nursery. He seeds, plants, transplants, moves, hauls, and cares for annuals, perennials, shrubs, and trees throughout the year. He has been licensed by the state of Illinois as a pesticide operator to spray chemicals, and he has also learned to operate the cash register for sales. And finally, our most local winner at the national level was in turfgrass management, both entrepreneurship and placement, and that was Travis Winans. Travis is a member of the Taylorville FFA chapter, which is, of course, in Christian County, and he's the owner of his own lawn care operation. Each customer can have him mow, trim, edge, and clean off driveways and walkways, and Travis began his service in 2013 with only 8 customers. 2 years later, he has 29 different customers, and he does services weekly. To maintain this increase, he has developed skills in marketing and advertising, maintaining equipment, and business management. And there you go. Those are our National Agriculture Proficiency Award winners from the state of Illinois. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.